So what was that again, Jane? Ring ground pound.
The running shoes worn by Roger Bannister when he ran his 4-minute mile, the soles were made out of ground pound leather, because it was the only thing soft and tough enough to actually be right for running shoes, and because one of the owners, Mr. Croghan, was a running blue and so knew what to do.
Amazing. There we go.
Do you want another really good one? Now, right, okay. The Brendan Voyager, which was a leather boat.
Yes, that's right.
That sailed from Ireland and went across eventually to North America and took 2 years, was built out of ground pound leather.
It was a leather boat, you know, with ribs, but a leather. Instead of having wood, it got leather.
That's just incredible. I love that. Who knew?
Yeah, the theory was that some of the saints came across in them.
Really? Yeah. That's just amazing. Thank you. Hello. We are at Ground Pound. I'm Jenny, and I'm joined by the lovely Jane Sloan of the Ground Pound Heritage Centre. Here she is.
Right. I'm telling the story of the Ground Pound coat of arms. This, for reasons we don't know, was kept in the house at Garlenick. And Mr. Moore, who was also a priest, was selling up, and the auctioneers were going to sell the coat of arms, which is a big it's quite big actually, and it's actually upstairs in our town hall. However, several of the worthies in Ground Pound decided that they had no right to sell it because it belonged to the borough of Ground Pound. So they stole it and made their way across the fields to bring it back to Ground Pound, followed in haste by the auctioneer and his mate to try to get it back. They first of all took refuge in one of the pubs, for which we had 6 in Ground Pound in those days, but they were followed by the auctioneer's men. They then went to another pub and hid it under the bed and managed to keep it. It then went to court, and the magistrate was, of course, the local landowner, who awarded it to Ground Pound, which we still have.
That's an amazing story. Could you tell us about the titanium copper again?
The Vicar of Creed was a chemist, and in those days, of course, vicars had a great deal more time to cultivate their interests. And he, when in a different parish, was looking, found the titanium, and when he was experimenting with it in Creed, it actually developed as a metal. Subsequently, British Titanium presented to Ground Pound and Creed a cup which is used as a christening cup made of titanium, and it is still used regularly by the village.
Oh, that's so lovely. I love that one. That's really, beautiful. And then, sorry, if you can just quickly let me know about what happened very recently with the runaway car.
Yes,
if you could tell us about
that. Unfortunately, at the present, most of our heritage stuff is in storage, although we hope by the end of the year to reset up the centre. But on Christmas Eve, at about 2 o'clock, a gentleman driving through Ground Pound somehow swerved, hit the corner of the Heritage Centre, and the whole of the corner of that centre has currently been demolished. We're hoping it will be rebuilt from the end of August, but it is a listed building, and of course it has been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you.
Julian,